with another episode of Do It For The Content. What's up, everybody? It is your host, Drea Okeke, aka Drea Knows Best. And you are listening to the best podcast for content creators who are trying to be great, because you get all the tips from here, boo. You get everything right here for tips and strategies on how to grow your social media platforms. And today we are diving into, we're diving into the world of Instagram. Yes, Instagram. Before I jump into Instagram, right, I have to say, I did not know I could look up podcast analytics, and I just finally figured it out. So now I can probably pitch this podcast to like major distribution platforms, and you know, we can get a sponsorship. Cough, cough, if anyone is listening, sponsor us. But I looked up the analytics of where people are listening from, and yo, my heart was so touched. We have people listening. I thought it was just America, at most maybe Nigeria listening, right? But we have people from all over the world. We had Australia, we had South Africa, we had New Zealand. Worldwide, baby, like, I am so grateful. I'm so thankful, and I feel so blessed. And if you're listening, wherever in the world you are, just know that I love you and I appreciate you. And I hope this podcast is giving you the tools and resources to help you grow your social media platform. Or maybe it does entertaining you. So if you're entertained, that's good. I'm happy regardless. If you have not already, I would appreciate it if you just take a moment and just scroll down and give this podcast a 5-star review. One of my goals for 2020 was to have this podcast the top 10 podcasts globally. But we can start small and hopefully it reaches the top 10 in marketing podcasts. All right. So help me out with a review. Leave a review. Leave a comments. You know, it does help your sister out, you know. But let's dive into the podcast, right? So Instagram, right? Oh, Instagram. We love and hate Instagram, don't we? Instagram, I don't know, when it comes to the hierarchy of social media, yes, TikTok is blowing up, it's really taking over, but Instagram in the food chain is still number one, because that's the platform that most businesses want to use. You know, so people can sell things on there, people can, you know, just have brand deals on there and everything. Like, people just want to be popping on Instagram, that's for sure, you know. But the problem everyone has with Instagram is, how in the hell do you get people to come to your page? How do you grow your Instagram platform? This podcast episode is going to help you so much. I wrote down 8 tips to help you grow your Instagram page that I have used personally. Because now that I have 110,000. I gained 2,000 followers in 2 days right now. So I have 112,000 followers on Instagram. And I've seen my friends grow 10,000s and lots of thousands of followers on Instagram using these tips. So guys, get your notepads ready, get your listening ears ready. We're going to learn. Tip number one, all right. If you're trying to get more traction to your Instagram, honey, you need to post Instagram reels. What did I say? Repite. That's French for repeat. You know what I'm saying? You need to post Instagram reels. Now, for those who don't know what an Instagram reel is, let me tell you what it is. An Instagram reel is basically a full screen vertical video, short form video, typically between 15 to 30 seconds. I think the minimum it can be is probably 3 seconds, but now it was 15 seconds before as maximum, but now you can post 30 second videos on Instagram Reels. Instagram created Instagram Reels because obviously they like to be innovative and, you know, match their competitors. And obviously TikTok was coming through and said, bye boo, move, bye Felicia. But they had to match their competitors and bring out Instagram Reels. And when I tell you, they are pushing Instagram Reels so much. If you go to your explore page, you will still see pictures, but you are going to see a lot of videos, because videos is what people are consuming a lot of content, especially now in a pandemic. All they're doing is watching videos. And how are they going to see your videos? With Instagram Reels. Now, if you're starting off and you don't know what type of videos, you only do pictures, you know how to look pretty in pictures. Oh God, well, how can I post Instagram Reels? What should I put on Reels? Babe, go to TikTok and look at what the trending videos are and literally recreate that. When it comes to Instagram Reels, this is one thing I'll tell you. You don't need to be all this authenticity. You don't need to be, have a niche. Just post. I've noticed a lot of people love watching people dance. I posted a dance video. That's when I told you I gained 2,000 followers so far in 2 days. I posted a dance video of me teaching my American friend African dances. And that has almost 600,000 views right now. And it's gained me, 2,000 followers. And the followers just keep on coming. But again, this is because people just love watching people dance. People just love watching people's culture. So go on TikTok and see what's trending on TikTok and copy that content. Because I remember the other day my sister was watching Instagram Reels and she was dying laughing, and I'm like, what is so funny? She showed me the videos and I'm like, girl, this is what everyone is doing on TikTok. What do you not like, get on TikTok? But hey, I get that. That's where you can get content ideas. So post Instagram Reels, please, and the trick, if you don't want it to mess up your feed, if you're not a video person, you have only pictures in your feed. I know people still care about your feed. It's 2020. It's about to be 2021. You should not be caring about your Instagram feed anymore. But if you still are, maybe you're a business or something. I've seen a lot of businesses too post Instagram Reels and grow their businesses from it. You can post, when you post your Instagram Reel, post to feed and post to explore page. It gives you the option before you post. Click on yes, post to feed, post your explore page. And then go to your feed after like maybe 24 hours, go to your feed and hide it if you don't want it to stay on your page. Because what posting the feed does is it lets your followers, your current followers, your friends, whatever, they see your video, they like it, engage with it. And that helps to boost it more on the explore page. So do that, guys. Do that. Please post Instagram Reels. I encourage all my friends. I'm like, you're not posting Reels? What are you doing? Why are you still posting regular videos? Post Reels. That's a way to get traction to your page, all right? Now, tip number two for getting more traction to your page, getting your page more engaging, all right? When you are posting anything, for the love of G-O-D, do not just come up with some creative caption and put it there, all right? Always make your captions engaging. How can you make your caption engaging? Ask some questions. You know, like if you're posting a picture with a cute outfit, ask them, what do you guys think about this outfit? Rate my outfit from 1 to 10. And you have people commenting. Oh, 5. Oh, 1. The outfit trash. Whatever the comments are, at least they're commenting and engaging with your page, right? Because that boosts your engagement on your page. You want your engagement on your Instagram page to be good. You don't want to just have ghost followers that just look and like. You know, this is the new age when it comes to social media. You don't want to just be a post and go type person. You want to be a post and engage. So make sure you engage with those comments and make your captions. You know, if you want to be creative, yes. For what I've heard, longer captions do better because it helps you build a relationship with your followers and create like a community around your followers. If you want to do that, you can do long captions, but always like, I think for the first sentence should be like something, you know, cool, engaging, and then you can have your long caption, you know, and then people can comment about the long caption. I personally don't read long captions. I won't lie to you. I have friends that post long captions and I read like 2 sentences and I'm tapped out. But hey, maybe your audience might like long captions, but always if you put in a long caption, make your first sentence something smart, something engaging, something like a question, and then have your long story there, your whole essay or whatever, your memoir, whatever you want to put there. Another thing too with your captions, put a call to action. You know, if you're posting a video or you're posting something like that, like a meme or something, you need to put like, share this with a friend who loves wearing color yellow. Share this to a friend who never has a man. Share it, like, encourage them to share, like, follow, share especially, because sharing is a big thing to get your page, your page to other people's stories, and that's how you acquire new traction to your page. Okay, so always put a call to action in your captions on your posts. If you're posting pictures, it's the same thing with a caption. Let's just give you an example for a more engaging caption. If you're posting, let's say you're putting 4 throwback pictures, right, and prompt them to swipe right and out of this 4, guys, which one is your favorite? Comment 1, 2, 3, or 4. Yo, your comments are going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, not 5. But you're going to get a lot more comments because it's very easy for them to respond. When you ask the questions, try not to put too many to a question that's like an open-ended question. Just ask like a yes or no question. Like, do you like, what's your favorite day of the month? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Okay, I think we get that. We got that. Next one. All right, another one is to gain more traction to your page. If you have the budget for it, okay, if you have the budget and you have the product, I say do giveaways. Contests and giveaways are an amazing way. I know some YouTubers, a lot of YouTubers do giveaways and they do it from their YouTube. You go to the Instagram for people to follow you. If you're doing Instagram giveaway, make sure that for the contest, for them to be able to win, they need to follow your page, right? Like follow your, follow my page. Two, share this to your story and tag me. Three, something else. But make sure the contest rules include following you and sharing it on their story, because not only are they going to follow you, or even share it on their story is always easier, or they need to screenshot this and post it on their page. Depending on what the gift, if you're giving me like some mascara, I mean, I don't know if anyone who wants a mascara that bad is going to make a whole post about your video, to be honest. But if you're, maybe you're giving away like AirPods or an iPad or like headphones, it'll probably post it on their page. But if you're giving away something minimal, tell them to share it in their story, because people easily share on their story, okay? But yeah, giveaways always help. Of course, the negative side is that you got to have some money to do it. But if you can invest in like, okay, I'm giving away back to school giveaway. I'm giving away, you know, $50 to your man. Listen, people, it's hard out here. People need money. You can do that. Now, another way to get more traction to your page, guys, to get new faces to your Instagram page, I'm going to need y'all to start adding hashtags. Oh, you already have add hashtags? Okay, I'm going to need you to add hashtags that are more niche. You get me? What did I say? Add hashtags that are more niche. The reason why I tell you this is because if you are still putting those hashtags, you take a selfie, right? You post it. Hashtag selfie, hashtag Sunday, hashtag Aries, hashtag whatever else your hashtag is. Do you know, click on the hashtag and you're going to see that hashtag selfie has like 10 million posts already behind it. What are the chances you're going to show up on hashtag selfie when someone clicks on hashtag selfie? What are the chances you're going to show up? Even if you do show up, what are the chances that you're going to stay there for a long time because a gazillion people are using those hashtags? When it comes to hashtags, you need to be more niche with your hashtags, honey. Use hashtags that are more particular to what your brand is. I'll give you an example for myself. I am a tall woman. I'm 6'1", 6'2". I don't know, in between, right? Some of my videos are funny, but also incorporate my height. Even the ones when I take pictures, I like to put hashtag tall woman, tall girl, because when people are looking up, you know, maybe someone is looking for a tall girl jeans, they're going to hashtag tall girl jeans and they're going to see me. I'm more likely to be on hashtag tall girl jeans because it only has like 10,000 people that have posted tall girl jeans, right? I'll still be up there because, hey, my picture is nice. It's good quality and people are engaging with it. So my picture will stay up on your explore page for that hashtag. So think about what your niche is and try, for the love of baby G-O-D, try to have your hashtags more niche. What helps me out is I use my notepad, right? My iPhone, my notes, and I have hashtags that are niche for whatever video I'm posting. If I'm posting a comedy video, I have it. If I'm posting like a motivational video, I feel motivated, I have hashtags for all the motivation. Hashtag successful woman, hashtag blah, 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 entrepreneurship, hashtag blah, 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 whatever is more niche. If I'm posting a picture that's it's a regular picture, I have my hashtag. So try to have your hashtags already ready and grouped based on the kind of videos you post. So that way you're not always like going to like hashtag expert to see what the trending hashtags are and putting them on your page. All right. Makes it easier for posts. Another thing with your posting too, to get more traction, you need to tag your locations. Yes, that's right. I know people will know where you are, but maybe you post your picture after you left that location. The reason why I want to tag your location is because those geotags you put, it helps people be able to find you. So let's just say I randomly go to Las Vegas and I'm trying to like see what's popping in Las Vegas. Let's say Las Vegas Strip, and you tag Las Vegas Strip on your picture will more than likely show up, right? Because it's recent, you're in that location, okay, you get more traction. Another thing too, in your Instagram stories, you can add hashtags and add geotags to Instagram story. I have seen for my own self, I get featured on those hashtags, I get featured on those geotags whenever I tag my location, and I get so much more engagement, okay? So I advise you, for your stories, for your posts, add the geotag, add the hashtags. And if you don't want them to show in your story, you can make it super, super small, squeeze it small, and then hide it to the side. That's a trick for y'all. Lots of tricks. Okay. So another thing with stories too, right? With your stories, to keep on getting more views on your stories, guys. Ooh, honey, I'm giving y'all gems today for Instagram. Oh, gosh. To get more, we don't need this right now. Sorry, I just got a text. to get more traction when it comes to your stories, right? You want to spread them out. Spread out your stories. What I mean by spreading out is like, let's say I'm doing something. I traveled somewhere, or I'm getting lunch with some friends and everything's exciting. I take a picture of my food. I post. I take a picture of my my friends. I post. I take a picture, a video of the environment. I post. Well, here's the thing, right? When you're posting that quickly, everyone's going to watch that stories and be done. Versus when you spread out your story, every 30 minutes you post something new, your story is going to continually come back to the front of your followers' storyline, right? So they have to keep on watching your story. So that's how you get more views with your stories. Try to spread it out in different 30-minute intervals, right? Instead of posting all immediately and they get the whole show and they're done. Versus, give them a taste. Let them wait 30 minutes, another one, and you keep on coming back and people keep on watching. So that's a trick that I kind of use for my stories. That's a trick I use for my stories. There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. But if I remember, I'll bring it up. But yeah. So yes, do that with stories. Now, another thing people don't realize is your name on Instagram, right? So let me go to my Instagram so I can see. I can tell you guys this very well. So when you go to your Instagram, you have your Instagram username, right? But you also have the second name, right? That when people search you up, they can find. So my Instagram is Dre Knows Best, and my Instagram name is Dre Knows Best. That's, I think, what's that section called? The keyword in your name field, the name field. So when I'm looking, if you put content creator in that name field, anytime when someone types content creator, more than likely your page is going to come up because of the SEO search engine on Instagram. So what I've seen people do is, of course, when they're more niche, let's just say you have a vegan plant lotion company, right? I don't know. On your page, yes, your name is Melissa Loves Lotion, but on your name field, you can put Melissa-Vegan-Cruelty-Free-Lotion. So anytime when someone goes on Instagram and they're searching up vegan cruelty-free lotion, they're finding your page is going to pop up. So that's because of the SEO. It's the search engine operation, I think is what it's called. Whatever. Your name gets boosted up more because it has that exact words in your name. So an easier way for people to find you, put that in your bio. Put that in your name field, okay? Put whatever your niche is in your name field. Trust me, it'll help. Help you big time, big time, big time. My last and final tip, guys, last and final one. We made it through. My last and final tip for you guys is on your post, if you're someone that just posts pictures all the time, right? That's awesome. That's good. But how are people going to engage you? You want people to share your posts. The more sharing, when people are sharing the posts, they're sharing it in the stories, people are going to tap in and look at it. A nice way to get your pictures to be shared, apart from y'all looking so good, yes, and get it to be saved, add some quotes to your pictures. I've seen people, they have their picture of them and a square, a rectangle is their tweet, right? A screenshot of their tweet that was maybe some type of motivational quote or something important, or they literally add a text, but in a pretty way to their picture. What happens is people like that picture and they really like that quote on your picture. So they're going to put it on their stories. They're going to save it for later. And that's people engaging with your post. They're going to comment about the quote or something like that. But there's people engaging with your picture. The easiest way to get people to come to your page is posting things that are shareable, because we live in a sharing culture. All right. So that's one tip for you. I know I do it for my Do It For The Content Instagram. If you're not following, please follow. We've been posting some really good stuff recently. I try to make sure I post content that's like shareable. So some good quotes from my Instagram. I screenshot it with a nice background behind it. So it's not just plain white, you know, like a screenshot, like a phone screenshot. It's probably on a nice theme of whatever my Instagram page is, purple. And I put on the background and people, and I've noticed, like, I got a couple more shares than I did before when I started doing that, you know? So try that out. I give you guys a lot of tips. I'll just run down for the Instagram tips. Again, number one, post reels, okay? Please do. These are really helpful. Every caption, make it engaging. Ask a question, you know, have some type of call to action so people can be able to engage your content. Engage, do some contests, some giveaways, everything, stuff like that. That way people can follow your page and also, you know, share your post and be able to follow you for that giveaway, depending on what the price is. Try to keep it cheap, because, you know, we all, unless you got money, what's it? Add niche hashtags to your posts and also the geo tags, right, to your post. So that way people in your local area can be able to find your page, you know, and the hashtags, the more niche, the better, because people are looking for example, you know, fitness, a millennial fitness person, they will find you, stuff like that. When you're spread out your stories, don't post them too quick. I know we all excited to have content. Ooh, I'm having so much fun. Spread them out. 30-minute intervals, at least 30-minute intervals, okay? So you give them a taste and keep them waiting. You know what I'm saying? Fix your bio. Now, fix your bio, but also, most importantly, fix your name field. So add whatever your niche is to your name field. So that way, when people are searching up certain things on Instagram, your name's going to show up, right? Your page is going to show up. And use shareable quotes on your page for story, for shares, right? So that engage, either you add the shareable quote on your picture or you just post a shareable quote, but with a nice pretty background. And I think one bonus final tip I wanna say is, yes, these tips are gonna definitely bring you traction. And if these tips were helpful to you, please go ahead and screenshot this podcast and share it to your page and tag Do It For The Content and or tag me, Dre Knows Best, okay? Dre_KnowsBest, Instagram. But the final tip I want to give you guys, as you're using all these tips, right, each whatever one you take from this, make sure you're cultivating strong relationships on Instagram. So just because people are commenting does not mean, oh, yeah, I'm getting engagement. Interact with them, okay? If you want to even slide in their DMs, be like, thank you for commenting on my post. I appreciate you. Create those relationships with people, because when they remember, long-term goal is not about the likes. It's not about the shares. It's not about all those things. It's about, you know, it's about the engagement you have on your page. This is what the brands look for. This is what, you know, this is what will determine when you start your own business with your Instagram page, what's going to determine the sales is how engaging the relationship that you have with those followers, right? So whether you have 5 people engaging with your postal, 2 people, 1 person, 10,000, engage with as much of them as possible. And that's on period. Yeah, but I hope this all helps, guys. I'm actually hungry and my mouth is dry, so I'm about to go get me a drink and eat and figure out what's going on with this election. Oh my gosh. Please God, Biden, okay? Y'all have a good one. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.